You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and, piece by piece, tell the story of how they were made. My name is Tao Nguyen. Panda Bear is musician Noah Lennox. He's a founding member of the experimental, genre-defying band Animal Collective, and as a solo artist, he's released 6 albums. In February 2019, Panda Bear released the album Buoys, and in this episode, he and his co-producer Rusty Santos break down the opening song, Dolphin. You'll hear the original demo and how they drew inspiration from music from all over the world.
To the sea. To the end of the road.
This is Panda Bear. Dolphin was first written on a guitar, and I hadn't really played guitar in a long time, but there's a song, Tezeda, by a guy named Mulatu Astatke. And that was kind of my springboard, the guitar in that song. If you listen to the song, I feel like you can hear the inspiration for a dolphin. The vocal line mimics the saxophone. I'd made demos in my practice space in Lisbon, Portugal, where I live, just going through the song and making little adjustments to it and going doo-doo-doo, like that kind of stuff. I always had some sort of electronic element to the music. I always wanted that to be there to steer it away from just being like a straight singer-songwriter type of thing. I wasn't super interested in doing that. And it's a big reason that I wanted to work with Rusty.
Hey, it's Rusty Santos. I'm an engineer, producer, mixer based in Los Angeles, California.
Rusty recorded the Song Tongs record by Animal Collective with us. Song Tongs is a record that we recorded in 2003. And then I hadn't really seen him. I stayed in touch with him. We would email once in a while. And I was always admiring the stuff he was working on. And then I remember my friend in Lisbon sent me a photo of her and Rusty. And I thought to myself, there's somewhere else in the world, like at a festival or something like that. But she's like, no, he's here in Lisbon. So I was like, let's hang out. I hadn't seen him forever. And he told me then he was doing a bunch of like Latin trap productions. And immediately I was like, I'd like to push it somehow into that sort of space. We had a vocal take and the guitar. Those were kind of like the first elements that we put in there.
To the sea.
Noah told me that water was a major theme of the record.
To the end of the road.
So I think that really just dialed it in right there. Was like, this record was about water.
We had a thing called the Digitact. It's more like a sampler than a drum machine, but there's a lot of stock drum machine-y type sounds in it. Just a quick and easy way to get really basic rhythmic stuff going.
And my friend Liz, who I work with on music, she gave input on the arrangement.
There was a kind of snare-y sound initially, and then Liz suggested a water drop sound. And that really becomes sort of the defining characteristic of the song. There's a lot of suggested rhythm, as if like the rhythmic structure was there and then we just removed it from the song. Like there's almost no kick drum on the record. So I feel like the rhythms are more implied than represented.
So this is White Noise. Comes from just like a straight up White Noise sample. and then automation. So automating the frequency sweeps, automating the volume, so turning it up and it hits a reverb and you have the reverb trails going out. And it sounded like the ocean.
Like a lot of things on the record, it's both organic and synthetic in that it sounds like the ocean, but it's engineered. And the sound of the record comes from the interplay of those two themes. Another thing that Rusty was super into was 808 samples.
When you think of 808, you think of like big energy, like turning it up. But in the case of this, the 808 is used in a way that I've never used them before, which is pretty subtle.
Those samples sort of define all the low-end stuff that's going on the record. There's no like bass lines, really. It's all just pitched and tuned samples of 808s for the most part. It's kind of like a cloud to me, almost like a pillow that the rest of the production sort of sits on. At that point, we knew it was going to be the first song on the record, and we didn't just want to start it with the drum sequence, so we were looking for some sort of introductory sound. That's from Galaga.
Definitely from Galaga, yeah.
Old video game, like when there were big cabinets in arcades and stuff. It's from that.
It's very laser-like.
One of the things I talked to Rusty about before going into the studio was wanting to do a vocal that was more kind of intimate and singular.
Could it be?
I didn't want to do a whole bunch of harmonies.
Has it always been so, so quiet?
I remember doing the vocal takes and hearing the stuff with the auto-tune and the vocal production that Rusty was doing and feeling like excited about where it was going.
When I looked back at the project, the vocals are called Scratch One or something, meaning like that was supposed to be a scratch take. And it never left the main vocal.
Well, that's always the trick, right?
Yeah.
You always tell the performer, just lay one down just as like a blueprint.
Yeah. And on the second voices, we pitched them down by 7. And when those hit the auto-tuner, it sounds very synthetic. Those second voices are all taken from the main vocals. It's all one vocal take. So the harmonies are all just made from the pitch shifting.
To the end of the road.
Auto-tune was originally made for modeling the ocean floor for depth finding. It was taken from ships. So the person who made auto-tune was already in this kind of maritime mindset, thinking aquatically. Just really fits the vibe so good of the song.
I would always be there when you need it.
In terms of the lyrics, I was just thinking about what makes us do certain things and how those impulses, if left unchecked, can kind of lead us down unsavory roads. And for a couple albums, I like to talk about human beings as animals, and I just figured the dolphin was a sort of good symbol for that. The emotion I wanted to have injected into the music was something really kind of caring and embracing and loving, even though that sounds kind of cheesy, but I felt like there was people getting into divisive feelings, mainly in politics, but also in other places in the world. So I wanted to make something that was kind of like a salve for that sort of movement. It's kind of like a love letter to weirdos. And that's it.
And now, here's Dolphin by Panda Bear in its entirety.
To the sea. To the end of the road. Could it be? has it always been so, so quiet? I would always be there when you needed. Wanna give you a hand. Gonna creep Gonna switch off the screen. Unblinded. And I'll always find you. Knelt down upon the knees to the end, to the things that we see, clever bed. As a cat up a tree, so spry, in the space between comparisons to you, to the edge of a cliff. Us the odd, us the frustrated crowd, so vile. Let it all define you. A clown among the thieves. To the end.
Visit songexploder.net for more information about Panda Bear and Rusty Santos. You'll also find a link to buy or stream the song Dolphin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Song Exploder was created by executive producer Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode was produced and edited by Christian Kunz. Carlos Lerma made the artwork, which you can see on the Song Exploder website or on our Instagram. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can find Song Exploder on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Song Exploder. And you can find me at Tao Get Stay Down. My name is Tao Win. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia from PRX.